All right, so next up we've got Glenn Case.
Glenn Case is, you know, reliably great. This might not be the most promoted hit single on his album, but it's really good and really solid and very enjoyable. It's got great vocal work, and I like how he ends the song on that odd choice of a chord where it kind of leaves you hanging for the next song, you know, in a really good way. Oh, we haven't been mentioning this yet, but the optional challenge for this fight was a three-part harmony. And so far, each of the songs we've been talking about have done three-part harmonies, and it's done, I think, particularly well on this song, as is not unusual for Glenn Case. And I don't want to, again, I keep on saying stuff like that, and I don't want to dismiss a quality element by saying, like, as usual, it's just good vocal work. You know, no, I mean, it's really good stuff. So maybe not my very, very, very favorite Glenn Case song, but it's still good.
I really like the line, when I get a fix, I taste the cosmos on my lips, which I think was clever. Good way to sort of solidify why the drug might be called Liquid Starshine. And one thing I also thought was, I guess there's this motif of, you know, sound, and like at the end, you know, it's normally resolved. You know, it's like two notes from sound to sound. God, I'm just not doing this well. But like at the very end, he doesn't resolve it and just leaves it hanging, which is pretty tense, pretty ballsy thing to do, which I think is cool. And I think this is a more sophisticated song than you normally would hear on Songfight. You know, and it doesn't rely on, like, catchy hooks or happy up-tempo progressions or humor that sort of draw the listener in right away, which is kind of what you want to do in Songfight, since you're only going to get, you know, the voters only going to listen to your song once or maybe twice. So you got to hook them right away and make them think that they need to vote for you. And he doesn't really do that here. This is, I think, Glenn is more writing songs that Glenn likes. And I think that may explain why this one is probably not going to get as many votes as we think it might deserve.
Yeah, that's probably true. I thought it was kind of darkish. It's nowhere near as dark as a lot of other stuff out there, or even in this fight. But, you know, it still had its sunny elements. You know, he's always got that great, I guess, familiar and now comforting almost voice to us. You know, he does anything he wants with it. Some of those harmonies are always great, airy and tasteful. I loved how he did the flatted stuff. You know, he kind of hinted at that ending chord at the end of a couple chords. It sounds like it's a major seventh or something like that. Or, you know what I mean? Not that I, you know, get all that stuff all that way, but he just, it's like, oh, great. Yeah, just give you a little nudge in the chorus. And maybe they weren't the hookiest ones or whatever, but it still kind of gave it a little, for me, anyway, mysticism, but something a little, I don't know.
On the boards, I think they called it a modulation at the end. And I don't know if he was really changing keys, but yeah, it definitely on sound, it sounded kind of interesting, whatever he was doing there.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was a nice little effect on it. I was thinking, I said, if I had these tracks, I would redo that guitar in the background. It was great. I thought it was a little fudgy sounding. But it was doing these kind of accents in the background underneath, like just underneath the keys or something. These type things he was doing in the lead was great. I said, it's like to hear it a little tighter or something. But that's my nitpick, just about tone, I guess, or something. But great stuff, of course.
It's funny that I think we all, when we're reviewing songs, we tend to lean on the things that we would fix or what we would change. Because we obviously know what's best for these songs.
Yeah.
Well said.
But we feel that way. I do too. It's like, oh, I would change this or that.
I would put an arpeggiator on there and a clav. And
Drillist. Okay. Yeah. I like that song a lot, though.